Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Tuesday, February the 2nd, 2026. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Joe, what's the latest?
Well, the latest, of course, is Epstein and the Epstein upload. And as it, Preston Brown said a long time ago, it goes from the Draco, Reptilian, Khazarian Mafia, Dark Illuminati, the Dark Nordics, and then certain ethnic groups beyond that. And so and that's what's being loosed. And you hear these Jewish women who are coming forward that have been used and misused and abused by the Epstein cabal. And they're coming forward and saying, we've been ritualized, we've been beaten up, and we've been used, and we're coming forward. And so that is the latest, and all the names are being named. And if you can get onto the right website, they can teach you how to get back to the unloading of these files and the naming of names. And of course, one of the names that is constantly coming up is Trump. And those of you out there, unfortunately, that don't think that's so, well, go take a look and you'll see.
You know, there's a lot of overlays because, you know, Epstein was trying to infiltrate everybody. Now, I don't know all the details that have come out on Trump other than that, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, he found out that his resort, Mar-a-Lago, not his home down there, but his resort that he rents out, you know, it's a golf club and hotel rooms and a little bit. Epstein was recruiting his young women that were cleaning the rooms and taking care of the hotel. Epstein was recruiting them, and he found out about it, so he outed Epstein, is my understanding. He told him not to come back, and he was doing the same thing at his hotel there. That's a hotel there in New York. But I don't know where it goes with him. I've seen a lot of stuff out here already, been digging on it, okay? But maybe you can comment on that, Joe.
Well, it's a very simple. Go over to Candace and listen to what she has to say. She repeats the information right there. It's all heavily involved with the Khazarian Mafia at the very top. At the very top, they worship Lucifer or Belial. And the underlings under them are considered to be nothing but fodder for them.
You were speaking of Candace Owens.
Yep. Okay. And she's doing a good job on that. You can go to Breezy Clouds and listen to their short uptake, and it'll tell you of what is going on now.
She's on YouTube.
Dr. Orsi, Jerome Orsi, came out and said who controlled Trump, you know, 6 years ago. He came out and said it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Who controls him? And it's the mega group. Who is the mega group? Les Wexter, Maxwell, and all of these, what we would call Jewish billionaires. And they're not human.
Now, talk about that for a minute. Shapeshifters, like Epstein, was one or two of those girls that were raped by him, anyway, are saying he's shapeshift. Now, Kathy O'Brien, Transformation of America, I think she was the one that brought up the
George
fact.
Herbert Walker Bush.
Yep, shapeshifting on her. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
So you have there the plan and what it is and what it is not. And unfortunately, there's people that have suffered for this, particularly among the Palestinians. And you have watched genocide, period. Why? Because these fallen angel, alien, Jewish reptilians, their God is Lucifer. And because these fallen angel aliens have fallen away from God, they have to have an import of life And there's where they have the blood sacrifice, because in the blood is the life. And they relish over the sacrifice that happens in big wars. That's why we have big wars.
Millions killed that Israel has done. Bibi Netanyahu, I think he's possessed.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yep, yep. Now, here's what Super Spook 007 Otis Johnson told me that worked directly for General Flynn before they murdered him. And I talked to him on his deathbed. Now, hit him with Satellite, West Star, E Systems, Dallas, Daddy Bush Controlled, Raytheon Corp. They're the weaponization against the American people. 10 million each night get hit with that in the middle of the night. Breaks down your immune system after 5 years and you die of a natural cold. It's called pneumonia. Stuff like that. You have to take all kinds of calcium, magnesium, zinc supplements. But Otis told me, he said, Stu, I remodeled his house. I met him when they had me as a political prisoner in jail. He was in there with the guy that busted John Gotti. Okay? He was testifying. He was a New York cop signed to CIA. Otis was a direct assistant to William Casey. Casey had an operation going. He turned against George Herbert Walker Bush. So being an assistant to Casey, he was assigned, and he was running out of a bank in Canada that he infiltrated. I think it was Valley Bank in Canada. And he infiltrated, and there was all kinds of narcotics, money laundering, and everything. Well, one of the recipients was the Louisiana governor. So Otis was in jail to testify against him, of which he did. And when they found out what he did, he went to the hole out in Las Vegas for a year and a half. Then he gets out and he contacts me. I was in contact with his son because he gave me his number in case something happened. So about a year and a half later, we talk. Then I go up there and see him in person. Stayed about 3 days with him. Got to know him. Then later he calls me and asks me if I wanted to remodel his house. He says he probably got 6 months to a year's worth of work to do. Could you schedule? I said, I've got a couple other jobs. As soon as I get through, I said, yeah, I could do that. But he was up here in Hastings, Nebraska, south of Grand Island. Anyway, next door is a secret base. It's a secret base. It's part of, well, I saw shift change, and I don't know how many cars were in there, but it's an underground facility. And it's part of NORAD. And all kinds of things I learned from that man. The top of the top. Flying in the North Pole in 1952, two U.S. Air Force jets. I sat and read the documents. He pulled them out of his file cabinet. Otis, at the time, was direct assistant was in the NSA. And he was working out of his home on their computer line. And when he was on, if I walked in his office while I was remodeling his house, say, Stu, get out of here. You can't see what's going on. I said, okay. So this is the way it was at times. But I remodeled his whole house in and out, built him a huge room, and poured his whole backyard in concrete. Made him one hell of a patio, big party house for him. He liked to have barbecue grills. So, well, he confided in me a lot. And under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement with the NSA and the United States government that they made, they would give us the technology for saucers. Now, John Lear, when I was living in Vegas, became a friend of mine. He lived down the street, test pilot. John's dead now. He died a few years ago. But John, his dad, took the contract, and I have it up on my site at an interview with John. He took a contract with the government, sold Lear jets, his dad did, in 1952 to his partner, and took the contract to build UFOs, saucers, for the U.S. government. They built 150 of them from 1952 to 1958 or 9. he finished them. Now that was the first round, and they were flying saucers. Now that was part of the alien agreement. They gave us that technology. They gave us invisibility. They gave us space-time. You put the Og meter on them. It's written about in one of the books. You put trying to think of the name of it. You put the Og meter on, and you go through outer space. Now Barbara Hartwell was one of the ones that was that, but she was given. They gave them alien injection. DNA from one of the aliens, the fallen angels, they took and injected into her mother's womb because her father was in the CIA in 1952 when she was in her mother's womb. She's talked about that. Trying to think of the name of the book that she had put some stuff out. But that was up in Montauk, New York, where they did that. Now, I met a guy at a convention out there in Las Vegas, at Area 51 convention, and he wasn't supposed to be alive, but he worked that project, and he told me what went on. Okay, they had to have the Og meter, and they had to have the DNA of a fallen angel bloodline. If they didn't, they evaporated when they went and put the Og meter on. They set the time. OG meters, top secret. They set the timing on it, and the date. And that's where it'd take them out into the future or into the past. And they would do things. Then they set the date and time back. And they would come back into the correct time, back to Montauk. And that went on. So that was some of the technology that the aliens, fallen angels, gave us. But this extended timeline from 1952 to 2012 is indefinite. They built... And they're hooked into the Israeli government, who controls the phone lines and the fax lines and the telephones and internet out of an Arkansas company that is an Israeli company. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I'm getting older in my memory on some of this stuff. But that company can hear and see and listen to everybody, everybody, everybody. So they've got our entire government monitored, right down to the secretaries answering the phones and doing their typing. And it's all run out of Bluffdale, Utah, secret underground base, and what's right next to the NSA, a private contractor for the NSA. Private contractor, Daddy Bush Company, is the one that controls it with the Israelis. Now, Bluffdale has an alien base right next door to it. An alien base was built. How was that all about? And why did they put up on the southeast corner of I-70, where it ends in Utah? I-70 ends in Utah. Bluffdale's right back there, about 2-3 miles. But in that southwest corner of that intersection of the highway, I think it's 95 coming up into out of Las Vegas up through there, hits I-70. That whole southwest corner, if you look at it, it's a concentration camp out in the field. It's a concentration camp. It's got barbed wire all the way around it. Otis said that's where they're going to stuff people when they start rounding them up. Just like the Denver International Airport. Okay, Dave Minshall with TV5, he was working with me constantly exposing that. They poured a runway out there because they built an underground facility. It's on my videos up on my site. You can see it. Whistleblower came forward, okay, and described it on TV, another TV station. And so we made a video about it, okay? But Minshall saw the runway and he filmed it with the helicopter from TV5. Why did they pour this runway out here? Then he goes out with the helicopter the next day, taking more video of other stuff, and the runway was covered up with earth, so it wouldn't be seen. That's a concentration camp, underground, and there's the whole thing, prisoner cells down there. So when the day they come to round you up, because you spoke out against them, or you knew too much, okay, that day's coming. Now, Israel, and these fallen angels, another thing Otis said, they inhabit, like my ex-father-in-law, Murder Incorporated. He inherited, Milman did, from Murder Incorporated. What's his name down there, Joe? The one that... Milman killed Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy Siegel, who did he answer to, Joe?
Meyer Lansky.
Meyer Lansky, my memory today. Meyer Lansky. Milman took over for Meyer Lansky. He killed Bugsy Siegel because Milman was the accountant on the hotel that they were building in Las Vegas. And Bugsy Siegel was in charge of this stuff. So Milman, he was going to die. They were going to kill him. The other 12, the 11 disciples of Satan, along with Meyer Lansky, he was possessed by a fallen angel. Now, these fallen angels, when they, so he got rid of Bugsy because he had been given the thumbs down by the other couple members. He went to Milman and told him he was stealing the money. So Milman killed Bugsy Siegel. It's part of history people didn't know. Now, Milman later, when Meyer Lansky dies in the 70s, whenever it was, that fallen angel goes into the one they anointed. It went into Milman, that fallen angel. He was already evil as hell, but the fallen angel came into him. Now, by the way, I want to make a statement. Sometime in the late 70s, Joel, he happened to have had a heart transplant. Milman did. Very few people get a heart transplant. But the fallen angels jump into these people, and they inhabit them until they die. And then it goes into the next one. The one that left Milman went into Larry Mizell, who controls BlackRock, Blackstone, who was one of Milman's favorite because he killed 150 people in Colorado and buried the bodies in Juarez, Mexico for Milman. John King, King Resources, has the North Slope oil lease. That was all stolen by Bush and Milman. Fallen angel possessed people. They control all that. Does America get any of that oil? A refinery in California was getting part of it. The rest of it goes to Japan. It was supposed to come down the big pipeline that we paid for, the American people, and it doesn't. Now, $1 of drug money out of Silverado creating BlackRock and Blackstone. And Aimco, the apartment company, has about, I think, 700,000 apartment units now, all controlled out of Denver, and their $150 trillion fortune. That is drug money from Silverado, Neil Bush, director, Iran-Contra money laundering. All that under federal law can be confiscated back. It would solve the national debt, $150 trillion, if they sold it for two-thirds. What are we talking about? 100 trillion, maybe 75 trillion, that would be a lot of money in the U.S. Treasury. Now, all we would be taking it from is fallen angels, and I want to go back to it. 200,000 of them are registered with the NSA, folks. Now, the ties with Trump in this mess, okay? They're insurance companies. He went in and built a casino in Atlantic City. All of a sudden, he was taking all of Milman's and all of Bush's money because they were the ones that controlled Atlantic City. They built the place. Anyway, so he's making all the money. And they're going, crap, this guy, here he's got his building. He got a loan. He's taking all of our money, casino-wise. Because he's got the best hotel. So anyway, Trump decides, well, I'm making this kind of money and I'm filling up my hotel, I'll build some more buildings. So if you remember during the election, Hillary Clinton stood on camera in front of one of his buildings and says, yeah, he didn't finish his buildings, he bankrupted on his subcontractors. The buildings didn't even have they had siding on an insulation type before they put the concrete to it or the exterior. And that's where it's standing. It was insurance companies that foreclosed on him. Milman and Bush conspired to say, okay, he's shopping for money to do another casino over here. Let's bring our insurance companies in through our banks and we'll just make him a loan. Well, they did. Then they called his note. That was the deal. It had a call note on it. He couldn't meet the note. So Henry Kissinger, they send him in to bail him out through Deutsche Bank and some other bond thing, and got him bailed out, and they confiscated his hotels. Milman did it, and Bush. And then they never paid the subcontractors, which is against the law. They were required to pay, even under foreclosure, but they didn't. But this is fallen angel people. Now, Henry Kissinger, if you notice here in the news in the past few days, they're trying to foreclose on Trump and all his properties tied to bond sales and stuff with Japan, I think it was. I'll have something on my site today or tomorrow about it. But, and this is a federal judge, and he's trying to block him that is ordering this to be done here in America. Folks, I mean, they're never going to stop attacking him, but part of his problem is he's tied to these people, like Joe said. Henry Kissinger basically controlled him and bailed him out, and Henry Kissinger was one of the 12 disciples of Satan, they call him. The 12 that rule the world and the money. Milman was one of them. Meyer Lansky was, and then Milman became, and now it's Mizell. Henry Kissinger was. I don't know who took over for him. Meyer Rothschild, Rockefeller, Anwar Ben Shiri, the head rabbi in Israel, Pope Benedict, and now it's this current pope that they got down there. They call him the Black Pope. There's others involved, but there's the 12. They are the rulers of the money and come together on the solstice each and every year in Denver, Colorado, because of ley lines, because of energy grids, and they do human sacrifices on the solstice, June the 21st every year, and then the solstice varies between the 19th and 22nd of each year in December. But Denver happens to be a ley line, and they do this at the Old Navari. It's an old whorehouse, old whorehouse casino that's owned or was owned by Leonard Milman. They make it look like it's a museum of artifacts, and it isn't. Anyway, Joe, you want to pick it up from there?
That's about it. You summed it all up.
Okay. That's what we're up against, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay. Now, bring in this Kirshner for a minute, and bring in this stuff about Kirk and tied to these Israeli donors.
Well, Charlie was a golden boy within the Republican Party, being monitored by Trump himself. And it was, the organization was called Turning Point USA. And it was appealing to young people on college campuses, which are very liberal in their viewpoint. And Charlie came in with another viewpoint. Think about this. But he began seeing patterns that are like not so nice. Like, for instance, why what is happening with the Palestinian? And so you're having all of these patterns happen, and he began turning away from the Israeli money, which was the big money behind Turning Point USA. They were going to be a organization like the Dispensational Christians are stand-ups for the State of Israel. This would be a stand-up organization for the State of Israel on the college campuses, which would be conservative in nature, that Turning Point. So as he began to see the difference between the two, he gave up on, he turned the money away from him, and he got whacked for it. And that's the story of Charlie Kirk. He discovered through patterns over a period of 5 years, something wasn't right. And he discovered it, and he paid for it with his life.
Yep. Yep.
And if you go to Dave Hodges, you can pick up some, he does a real good investigation, as well as Candace Owens, and they do a good job on Charlie Kirk. And what really happened.
And you can find them on YouTube. I've been saving. I haven't updated because of the terror attacks, folks. I mean, on my computers, on my phone, on my Wi-Fi. Oh, my God. Anyway. And I got them nailed. You know where they go to, Joe? And for the listening audience, the FBI building, Kansas City, Kansas, because I live on the Kansas side of Missouri. It used to go to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Jean Baker, that was having Division Number 5 in her building. Division Number 5, FBI, as Otis told me, the fifth floor, Washington, D.C., controlling the Patriots, controlling everybody. The pain in the ass. I think they call them targeted individuals, us. And yeah. Who are, that's Division 5. And if Trump and Cash Patel wanted to go to the fifth floor and arrest everybody, they would solve the problem. And then Americans would be terrorized by their own government. Fifth floor, Washington, D.C.
Okay, Stu, I'm running out of battery, so let's sign off.
Okay, buddy, I thank you very much. Professor Joe, you take care. Keep in touch.
All right.
Okay. Bye.